Enjoy these songs this morning. And I'm just so thankful for each and every song. And even sometimes when we go to sing our song and we can't really sing because the Lord uses the words in that song to just bless our soul. That's when we're really doing our best singing, because that's when we're doing it for the glory and the honor of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I'm thankful for each of these songs, how they touched our hearts today and made our cups just to overflow. And if some of you haven't noticed, DJ came in this morning, and I think just a round of applause would be great for him today and all of our troops. Yes. Yes, we thank God for him and for bringing him back safely. And we just ask that you pray for all of our soldiers, wherever they may be at, that God would just be with them and help them in a mighty way. We're going to be reading from the book of Philippians this morning, and I ask that you pray for us for a few minutes of time, that God would just take his word and bless it, that it would go out, and as he said in the book of Isaiah, that it would accomplish unto where he sends it, because there are people today that need a word from the Lord. Several years ago, I preached a message here at the church God laid up on my heart. And the text of that is, we need a word from God. And certainly, we do need a word from God today in our lives. We've made it through a arduous week, and we don't know what the rest of today holds. We don't know what tomorrow holds. But we do know this, that whatever may come by our way, we serve a God that is able to deliver us from all things that the Satan may bring against us. In the book of Philippians, if you found it and like to stand for the reading of God's Word, in the second chapter is where we'll be reading from this morning, starting with the 9th verse, reading down through and including the 13th verse. He says in the 9th verse, wherefore God also have highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have also always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my presence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And stop reading there with that 13th verse, and you can be seated in the house of the Lord. I'd like to take our text this morning from the 10th verse and 11th verse, using that text from those two verses this morning, when he said that every knee shall bow in the 10th verse, and in the 11th verse, and he says that every tongue should confess. And my text is a question this morning. When will you bow and confess? When will you bow and confess? And this message may not apply to some of you this morning because you've already bowed your heart and your life. You've already accepted the Lord as your Savior. But God gave me this word this morning for those that have not bowed and confessed that He is Lord. These two verses make up what we read in Isaiah 45th chapter and the 23rd verse, also over in the book of Romans, where he repeats these same verses. Almost Philippians is a little bit more in the narrative part than what we find in Isaiah and in the book of Romans in the 14th chapter, but the message is still the same. That he said that God have given him being Jesus Christ, a name that is above all names. In fact, their Bible says that there's no other name under heaven given among men, whereby that you must be, that you could call upon for salvation of your soul. There's no name that is higher than the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And throughout the Word, we find that people of all nations and all kindreds, even us as we've gathered here this morning, we've come for no other reason but to lift up the name of Jesus Christ, that those that are still lost and undone, that they might see themselves as a sinner and be able to call upon the Lord to come in and save their dying souls. He says that this, at His name, this name that we use so lightly today, it's a name that is an honorable name. It's a name that is the most high name. There is no name that is higher than the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's no other name that has done more for us as His people and for those that are lost than the one that we call upon today in the name of Jesus Christ. Nobody else has done so much for us as what He has. It wasn't even us that woke ourselves up this morning. It was He that woke us up. And it's He that has given us the strength and this blessing to be to His house today. And He says that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that He is Lord. There are many folks today that believe in God. There are many folks that believe in Jesus Christ. But it's taking more than just believing upon these two. It takes knowing that you have confessed that He is Lord and that you have bowed and asked Him to forgive you of your sins. In order to know that you are saved, and I believe that over the years that churches and preachers and maybe even we as Christians have made salvation sound so hard. But the easiest thing that anybody ever did do was believe upon the name of the Lord as their Savior. That when we saw ourselves lost and undone, headed to hell and destruction, and you that are lost today, the easiest thing there is when you see that that you have never confessed the Lord as your Savior, you've never bowed and asked Him to forgive you of your sins, it doesn't matter how many times that you have tried to pray, it doesn't matter how many times you've been to church, what matters is that you confess that He is Lord, and you ask Him for forgiveness of your sins, and you bowed your heart and your life unto Him, and ask Him to save you for all eternity. The Bible says that every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. The Bible says here that it's of the things that's in heaven, it's the things that's on the earth, and the things below the earth. If I can preach on that for a few minutes of time, that there is not one human from the time of Adam till the last day when God calls and sends His Son to take us home. There's not one human being that will not bow and confess that Jesus is Lord. But the problem with that is that some of them will not be in heaven proclaiming His name. Folks, there are people that are in hell that bow and confess that Jesus is Lord, but it's too late. The angels in heaven bow and confess that Jesus is Lord, but He is not the ones that He came to save. You and I today that are saved by His marvelous grace, it ought to make us want to just rejoice in knowing that we did not deserve to get to go to heaven. We do not deserve being blessed by His grace and His mercy. But because we confessed our sins and we bowed and asked Him to save our dying souls, every one of us has been saved. I'm glad I've already bowed and I've already confessed. The question is, when will our people, when will some of you that are still lost, when will you bow and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord? For all those that bow in hell, it's too late. It's too late. There's no way of escape. Because Jesus said, if you die in your sins where I am, you cannot come. Some of us today that know that we have confessed Him and we have bowed to Him. The Bible says that His name is the first verse I read, that His name is above all other names. The Scripture tells us that the mountains praise Him. The rocks praise Him. The trees can praise Him. Folks, I don't want some rock or some tree or some mountain praising Him because He didn't save them for all eternity. How many of you today know that you are saved by God's grace? We are His people. We are the ones that gather to worship Him. And folks, nobody or no thing or no object, not even the angels in heaven, can praise the Lord for what He has done for you and I like you and I can.
Nobody can. And the Bible gives us this word when he said that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. That are what scares me is not how, if they'll bow and when they'll confess, it's when will they bow and when will they confess. Some of you today, and I'm just preaching my heart to you this morning, it's not everybody that belongs to the church that is saved by God's grace. It's not everyone that attends church every Sunday that is saved by God's grace. It's not everyone that goes down upon their knees and tries to pray that is saved by God's grace. But I'm glad that I remember the day and I remember the time when I bowed down upon my knees and with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. I didn't know how to pray and still don't know how to pray. All I knew is that I stepped out, that I saw myself lost and headed to hell. And when I prayed, I asked God to save me from that terrible place. How many of you remember this morning when you prayed that prayer and you felt the presence of the Holy Ghost come into your life and lift that burden that you once carried, and you don't carry the burden of a sinner anymore, because we confess, we bow down upon our hearts and upon our knees. And people say, well, that's old fashioned to get down and bow upon your knees. I don't know if it's old fashioned or not, but I still like going down upon my knees and praying to God. And folks, for those that think it's old fashioned, you better get used to it, because when the Bible teaches us, when we get to heaven, we'll bow at the throne of God and we'll cry out, worthy is the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. Worthy is He to be praised and honored. And we that have bowed and confessed, we will praise Him for all eternity. While we're bowing and praising, folks in hell will be bowing and praying, trying to get out of that awful place. But the Scripture says that there is no escape. I'm glad I can bow and I confess on this side of the river. Sister Edwin, I don't have to worry about what lies over on the other side. People worry about all the things that heaven has and all the things that we get to see and all the things that we get to enjoy. And folks, I don't want to take away from that. But you know what makes me rejoice more than anything else is that I do not have the fear of dying and going to hell for all eternity anymore in my life. Before that day, I lost many a hour's sleep worrying if I didn't wake up that I would have to go to that awful place. But Brother Ron, I don't have those fears anymore. I can lay down, and sure, there's problems of life and problems of the church and problems of every day that sometimes keep me away, but I have not once since I bowed my heart and gave it to the Lord have I laid upon my bed and tossed and turned worrying about if I died that hell would be my eternal home, because I'll go back and sometimes, and help me preach this morning for a few minutes of time, the devil will come, and he has come against us in days past, and he has said what you thought you got you did not receive. But how many of you, when you heard that word from him, I could take him right back to that little storefront church, to that little home that had been converted to a church. It didn't look like much to the world. Many of our people today probably wouldn't even have called into church. It didn't look like a church on the outside. But I found out on the inside it was a church of the living God, because the Holy Ghost fell upon that place, and men and women and boys and girls confessed their sins and bowed down upon their knees asking the Lord to save them. And I am one of those that walked out as a victor in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. You walked out of wherever the church was you went as a victor, knowing that you had been saved by God's grace. But some, and I just got to preach my heart to you this morning, some folks today think that they can get in some other way. The Bible says that if you try to come any other way, you're the same as a thief and a robber. You cannot come in, as the old preachers used to say, on granny's skirt. You can't come in on grandpa's shirt tail. You've got to come in the same way we all came in. Nobody else walked down the aisle for me. I had to go for myself. all of these that are saved, some of them that you are sitting by that are saved by God's grace, nobody else walked down the aisle for them. They had to walk down for themselves. But we all found out by the same experience. I don't care if you got saved in a storefront church or if you got saved in some great cathedral, some that got saved here in the United States of America, some of our men and women that got saved on foreign soil. And people say, how in the world can that happen? I've heard many a testimony of some of our soldiers that went over to foreign ground to fight a battle for this country. And while they was there, the Word of God came back to their remembrance. Jim, keep praying today. And all of you keep praying for your people, because you don't have to be in church to be saved. But what you have is to preach gospel of Jesus Christ, that He came in the world to save sinners, of which every one of us was. And some of them men and women made an altar somewhere upon the battlefield, and they bowed their hearts and they called out to God. And you know what the Lord did? He saved them over there, just like He'll save them here. Because God is not a respecter of person. He's not divided or limited to His power based upon what country or state you're in. He's God today, and He can search out the hearts, and He can save our people if they'll call upon His name. He said, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. I know people that believe in God. I know people that believe in Jesus Christ, but they're still lost. You say, well, how are they lost if they believe upon Him? Because they have never confessed their sins and asked for forgiveness. The Bible teaches us this, that we can't even pray until we've prayed the prayer of forgiveness. I've had people in times tell me that didn't know the Lord as we know Him. They'd say, we're praying for you. And to be courteous, I would say, I appreciate it. But in my heart, I know that unless you have prayed the sinner's prayer, you cannot pray for yourself or for anybody else until you've prayed the sinner's prayer. Some folks might say, Larry Jones, tell me what the words are so I can repeat it and I can pray and be saved. I know that there's many evangelists on television and radio that'll say, repeat this prayer after me and you shall be saved. Folks, I have not one ounce of confidence in that kind of prayer. The only kind of confidence I have is when young men and women and moms and dads and even grandmas and grandpas just bow their hearts and their lives and just close their eyes and pray, ask God to save them. Because, Brother Ivan, that is what works. The McCameys in years gone by sang a song that said, I'll take the road I know. I don't know any other way other than what the Word of God says, that a soul must repent of their sins before they can see the kingdom of God. You can't go there just by your own works or your own deeds or your own things that you do in life. And for this doctrine that's in our land today that says everybody's going to heaven, it's a lie straight out of hell. And people say, that's harsh, Pastor. You ought not be so harsh to our people and to their lives. I'd rather your people and mine know the truth than I had for them to die believing a lie and end up in hell for all eternity. Because Jesus told Nicodemus, He said, you must be born again. No other way can a man or woman make it to heaven unless they've been born again. You say, well, I come with great hope this morning, and you're destroying the hope that we had, that our people was all right. Let me just dive in a little deeper, then I'll close this morning if I can by the grace of God. I believe this all my heart. There are people that you and I know that say they're saved, but their lives show that they have never truly bowed and confessed unto Jesus Christ. Because the Bible says it's not every knee that bows, and I'm preaching the Word, not every knee that bows is going to enter into the kingdom of God. Not everybody's got a testimony that sounds so nice is going to make it into the kingdom of God. You know what the Bible says? It says to search the Scriptures. For in them you think you have life, and you're dead and trespassing in sin. It doesn't matter what somebody else told you. Doesn't matter what the church told you. What matters is that you have a personal experience of bowing and confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord. No other deed will work. I've known of some honorable men and women that have done great things in their life. I've known of people that's done some great works in the church. We used to have a guy when I was down at New Haven. We had a guy down there by the name of Larry Carpenter that did nothing but good all the days of his life. And I'm sure he had some faults. No, we all do that. But he was always helping people. He was always doing things for other people. And he went to church and he had the longest string of Sunday school pins than anybody in the whole church house. Everybody thought, surely, this man is a child of God. But when sickness came and he was faced for with eternity, you know what his prayer was? Ernie said he went down there to visit with him, and Sarah Larry was just crying and brokenhearted, and he told Ernie that he was afraid to die, and he says, you know, we're all afraid to die. Because Ernie thought he was saved. And he said, no, and I'm paraphrasing. He said, no, he stopped him. He said, no, it's because I've never accepted the Lord as my Savior. You can look like a Christian, act like a Christian, and fool the whole congregation and still die and go to hell. What matters today is not what everybody else sees in you. And I'm preaching the truth. You can look at people and think, I don't know if they're saved or not. Some of you might look at me this morning and say, I don't know if he's saved or not. But let me just preach for a few more minutes of time. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. I know that I've been to the river. And I've been baptized with the power and the Holy Ghost from heaven above. I know that I've been saved beyond a shadow of a doubt. A lot of things in this life I'm unsure about. But I am sure about this. When I take my final breath and my eyes are closed in death, Brother Wayne, I'll wake up on the other side in heaven above to sleep no more, where I'll praise God. And folks, it's not just here that I'll bow and confess, but I will bow on the other side and worship Him for all eternity. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. We got a lot of church members that are headed down that broad road. We got folks that are in every different level of life. Some that are paupers and some that go all the way up to some of the most reverent positions in our country and in the land. Just because you speak the name of God does not mean that you know Him. And I want to be emphatical about this morning. Because we hear presidents use His name. When it's to their advantage, they use His name. We hear congressmen and all the other elected officials, when it's to their advantage, they will use His name as if they know Him. But you know what Jesus said in the book of John, as we read this morning in our Sunday school lesson? I believe it's in the 5th chapter. You know what He said? He said it in another passage of Scripture. He said it like this, that many will say unto me that day, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And Lord, have we not in thy name done many wonderful works? And He will say unto them, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, because you have never bowed and you have never confessed that I am Lord of lords. But it's too late. Too late. The rich man in hell. You tell me he didn't believe. You tell me he didn't confess. But it was too late. Because he'd already been sent to that awful place. You that are lost this morning. And I know that makes it personal when I say it like that. And folks today teach us and tell us that you ought not make it personal. You ought to put a universal message out there. Folks, it was a personal when the Lord came to my house. It was personal. Everyone that is lost ought to search out your heart this morning. And if you believe in God, you believe in Jesus Christ, you believe in heaven, you believe in hell, What you ought to do is ask God. Confess unto Him that He is Lord. And then bow your heart and ask Him to save your dying soul. Because you will bow and you will confess. It's not a matter if you will or won't. Get us a song if you would. You will bow and you will confess. The question is, when will you bow? When will you confess? For every one of us that's bowed on this side, if I could speak for all of our loved ones and all the patriarchs that are in heaven, you know what they would say? The best thing I ever did do was when I bowed and asked the Lord to save my dying soul. If I could speak for those that's in hell, you know what they would tell you today? We bow and we confess, but we have no way of escape. Because the Bible says if you die in your sins where I am, you cannot come. People today in our pluralistic and politically correct world that we live in, they would have you to think that you would go there for a little bit of time, and then after a while, God will be merciful and allow you to come out of that awful place. But the Bible says that's not true. That's not true. If you go to hell, you will spend eternity. Is that not what the Sunday school lesson this morning said, men? You will spend an eternity in that awful, awful place. And folks, I, nor the church, nor God wants to see you go to that awful place. You say, well, I believe. I trust Him. I know that there is a God, and I know that there is a heaven. Doesn't that make me saved? And the question to that comes, or the answer to that question comes back like this. Have you ever bowed? Bowed your heart and asked the Lord to forgive you of your sins? Have you ever confessed that He is Lord? See, this world has many different lords. Many different gods. As we preached, was it last Sunday night? About the unknown God on Mars Hill? He might be an unknown God to this world. But how many of you know about that God? It's not just some statue to me. He is a living God. You cannot confine Him in a building or in a statue. He's God. And folks, I appreciate you being here this morning. And I don't want you to leave here saying the pastor just didn't like us being there at all this morning. I want you to know this. This church loves you and God loves you. And we all want to be able to hear you testify. Yes, I once was lost, but now I am saved by the grace of God. Would you stand while they sing a verse of a song this morning? And you follow your heart. If you've never been saved, you ought to take that step this morning. If you've never confessed that Jesus is Lord, you ought to come. If you've never bowed and asked Him for forgiveness of your sins, you ought to come. Don't wait for somebody else. Don't worry what somebody else might say or think. As God is troubling your heart right now with the Holy Spirit, you take that step. Confess that you are a sinner and ask for forgiveness, and God says He will save you today. Would you do that this morning? God will save you. Regardless of what the devil will tell you. Regardless of what the world will tell you, God will save you this morning. Because He said every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. While these are praying and they pause for just a minute, God's dealing with hearts. The Bible says in Isaiah 45th chapter in the 23rd verse, that unto me every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear or shall confess, if you'll have it this morning. In the book of Romans, in the 11th chapter, or 14th chapter, in the 11th verse, He says, as it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. And listen at this 12th verse. So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. Every one of us. I can't stand there and say, because I was associated with the Mount Carmel Missionary Baptist Church, I'm saved. I won't be able to stand there and say, because of these deacons and these trustees and all these lay members, I can stand there and say that I'm saved. I can't stand there and say, because mom and dad went to church, grandma and grandpa went to church, that means I'm saved. I can't stand there and say, because I turned over a new leaf, that makes me saved. You know, the only thing that we can stand and say is that by the grace of God, conviction came to my heart. I bowed my heart and I asked the Lord to save me. And I want to just tell you this morning. I don't know how He did it. I've been saved all these years and I still, Brother Hot, don't know how He did it. All I know is I went down a sinner and I raised with forgiveness of my sins. This morning, if you do not have a personal experience of bowing your heart and life and confessing unto the Lord and asking Him to save you, I've got bad news for you this morning. You're still lost and in your sins. But that would be such a terrible message to leave this morning with, wouldn't it? But even though I have to bring bad news, church, I can give them great news this morning. Because Jesus said, it is sinners that I came to save. He has come here this morning for no other reason but to save your dying soul. While they sing one more verse of a song, would you take that step today? Faith believing that God will save you when you confess that He is Lord. Romans 10. Step out this morning. Come on, mom or dad, young man or woman. Don't leave here with a hope so. Leave here knowing that you are saved by God's grace. Come today. Yes. He's given you the invitation. When will you bow? And when will you confess? Will it be on this side while there's time? Or will it be after death has sealed your fate? Come home this morning. God says come. The church says come. The Holy Spirit says come. I preach my message to you this morning. But yet, when we leave here today, I leave with great sadness because someone rejected the Lord. Now, I cannot go back. You've heard the old saying, we can't go back and relive yesterday. I can't take you back to the time that you wished that you would walk down the aisle to allow you to have that second opportunity. Our prayer is that God will give you another opportunity to bow and confess unto Him. But He's not promised us that. That's where we as a church and we as loved ones have to hang on to the Scripture where He says God is long-suffering toward us, that He might come by your way and give you another opportunity before it's too late. God, it's good to see each and every one of you. I thank You for Him. And thank Him for you and for His mercy and grace upon all of us. And it's been good to be to his house. Thankful for the songs, the word, for everything that we have heard and seen done in this service. Some folks might think, Chad, that's old time preaching. Our old time preachers used to preach hell as hot as the word of God would let them preach it. People today don't like to hear it. They like to think everybody's good. Everybody's going to heaven. Folks, all that is a gimmick that the devil uses to get you into his grasp for all eternity. Don't let him take you down. Trust the Lord and let him take you up on high to live with him. Remember each other. Remember our service tonight. DJ, it's good to see you back with us. Everybody stop by and see him, shake hands with him. These are folks that's been praying for you, son. These are moms and dads that God has allowed them to say a prayer on your behalf. And many of our troops. And I believe this with all my heart. Some folks that you hear, some of these troops come back and they'll say, it was only by coincidence. It was only by luck that I wasn't over there when that bomb went off or when the gunfire went out. No, I believe with all my heart. It's because moms and dads and churches like this one prayed and God put angels round about them and kept them out of harm's way. Now, God knows it's not over. We still need to pray. Let's remember each other and as we depart from here, stop by and see DJ. And you know, we ought to thank every one of our soldiers for the freedoms we have, that they put their life in peril, that we could stand here today and say that we live in the greatest country that there is on this earth. Even with all of her problems, she's still the best. Come back and be with us tonight in our service at 6 o'clock. Let's go praying. Come back praying, expecting great things to happen when we come back to the house of the Lord. God bless you today.